Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Scott Arno is here, too. Scott's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, a great friend, a very smart guy, one of the people we turn to when we want to make sure that we're paying attention to online and technology security. Anything that has to do with ones and zeros, there are people out there trying to take your stuff from you and subvert your wishes and all kinds of different things that go bump in the night. And Scott knows who those guys are, and we're so glad that he's working out of the shadows on the light side of all this. Scott Arno is the security advocate. Scott, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Always a pleasure to be here.
You know, it is interesting. There are plenty of guys out there that you know, you're smart, they're smart, and they decide to go to the dark side. You know, what makes somebody decide to go one way or the other? What do you think?
I can give you a one-word answer to that. Money.
Money. You mean there's more money in being a bad guy than it is being a good guy?
Well, security actually pays fairly well for the good guys.
Yeah.
But let's say someone's running something simple. I think last time I was in the show, we talked about ransomware, that horrible scam where your data is encrypted.
Mm-hmm.
Those are typically run automatically. Once those programs are up and running, they pull in millions
just
of dollars.
Just like an annuity, huh?
Kind of. I mean, obviously, they're, you know, law enforcement is chasing after them. But if they're located in, say, Eastern Europe, where there's really not much of an agreement to get them back here, they can make millions of dollars in the background while they're, you know, off playing tennis or what have you during the day.
Yeah, that's the thing. The people we're more worried about, really, in this country are the people, the bad guys, right? I mean, in other overseas, in other countries like Romania and places like that. So we got a special, you know, a lot of us are spending a lot more money in the next, you know, in the last 30 days and the next 30 days, and we do all year long. More transactions, too, probably. More opportunities to be breached, right?
Exactly. It's always a big danger for business this time of year, and there are some basic steps to take, as well as a few specific attacks to look out for. We can certainly talk about those.
Is this year any worse or different than last year?
Well, it's almost like it's a growing problem, if you will. Larger businesses are running into some new problems because you've probably seen the chip-enabled cards. There are some new tricks that show
Let's stop on that for a second. Folks, the chip-enabled card, I'm looking at one of my new ones right now. It's got the tape on the back, but it's also got a little gold bronze-looking square on the front, right? That's the new one, right?
Mm-hmm.
The one that Europe's had a long time, is that what that is?
Exactly.
And so on this particular card, there's magnetic information in the strip in the back, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's digital information in this little gold square on the front of the card.
Exactly.
All right. And is it both the same information?
It's a bit dissimilar, and part of the problem you're running into right now is, and it may not hit small businesses so much, but larger businesses are already running across scam artists who are pulling out the chip, reprogramming it, and placing it back in to attack a system when they plug the card in.
All right, so how would they get my card, though?
That's not their card. That's someone walking in and basically attacking the business.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of what we're looking at is your clients here are going to be dealing with a lot more customers this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
So there are dangers that will come to them. There are, for example, specific in-store scams that they can run into, which specifically target businesses this time of year because they realize there's so much more volume, it's harder to check when they're basically pulling a scheme on them.
Now, for most small businesses, and by the way, folks, I've only recently, Scott, been asked to apply my what is the chip called?
Oh, it's an EMD chip.
EMD? Echo Mike Delta? Delta? Is that?
Yeah. EMV.
Right. V, okay, EMV.
Yeah.
For Victor. Yes,
an echo.
Okay, all right. So the little chip, folks, you have to push your card into the box, into the credit card box from the bottom, right? You leave it, you push it in, leave it in. You don't swipe it. So only recently have I been asked to do that. And Scott, it was always at a bigger store. The little guys.
Small stores are dealing with this yet.
Hmm.
I don't imagine many small stores are dealing with this.
Well,
yet,
they have to change out their equipment.
Just for them.
They have to change out their equipment, which they will be doing. But
eventually.
Right now, a lot of small businesses still are going to ask you to swipe, aren't they?
Yeah, which actually brings in other dangers.
Right.
And these are happy to move to them because they have some tried and true scams which will work in this instance. I can give you a few examples.
Okay.
Thieves, for example, since they're assuming smaller businesses are less likely to have these chip readers, what they can often do is create fraudulent physical cards. So you're handed something that looks like a legitimate card, and they'll run it through, and it's actually based on a stolen card number from online. So what your personnel will have to do is when you physically swipe a card, you have to say, hi, can I look at your card for a moment? Compare the digits on the card to the digits that come up in the
right.
swipe information. And you may remember there are certain retailers nationally which do this. That's
they do.
Why
they
it's
do.
Done.
That's the reason
because,
they ask you for the card.
Exactly. Because if it's fake, they can set up a card that will work and has that magnetic strip information, but to set it up where it physically matches the numbers in the front is way more expensive, and they
is
typically
it,
don't bother.
Which numbers? Is it more likely to be the last four numbers or five numbers or that's different?
It's more likely to be,
would they all be
one of the last two sets.
Right.
Although if they're using a different type of card,
right.
it could be totally different.
Right.
I mean, if you look at the last four numbers and they don't line up immediately, that'll tell you in a second that, oh,
right.
this is a fake card I'm being handed, and then you call the police.
Mm-hmm.
Other things to look out for include fake gift cards and fake coupons. Typically speaking, if you have a coupon online and someone tries to bring one in and it's not working with your system, often people want to be nice this time of year. Oh, hey, no problem, we'll take it. That typically means they're being confronted with a fake coupon, which is common. There are sites online where you can actually look, get fraudulent coupons, and print them. So if your business does have coupons and someone walks in with something that doesn't quite work with the system, hey, I'm sorry, we can't take this. Maybe you can come back or you can bring a manager over to talk. But if you simply accept it, there's a fairly good chance you're being scammed right on the spot.
Right.
One other thing you run across is something called a fake return, which is where, especially if you're dealing with higher-end items, someone will come in, buy the expensive item, and then come and return it a day later, expecting that you won't actually check the box. So what they may do, for example, is buy an expensive electronic item and then basically open it up, swipe it out with a cheap knockoff item,
right.
and then close it up and return it to you in the middle of the busiest part of the day.
Mm.
That way, obviously, you're not going to stop.
So, folks,
it,
there, are lots of there are lots of bad people out there who are trying to get at you, and they're working harder than they would if they had a job to steal your stuff. So pay
Absolutely.
Attention. If you got, if you're a merchant, check, follow some of the things that that Scott's helping you with here. We're going to talk about some more of these after these messages. Scott Arno and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.